This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, August 21. The Most Important Keys. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 2. Fellow Israelites, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him. As you yourselves know, this man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. David said about him, "I saw the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest in hope, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead. You will not let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence." Fellow Israelites, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet and knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was to come, he spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, that he was not abandoned to the realm of death, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear. For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet." Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." How many keys do you have? I have several keys that I use often, and we have lots of old or unused keys at home. Jesus gave Peter the most important keys in the world. When Jesus asked, "Who do you say I am?" Peter declared, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus affirmed Peter's declaration, saying it was revealed to him by his Father in heaven. And then Jesus promised to give Peter the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What are those keys? Speaking to a flash mob on Pentecost morning, Peter used the keys of the kingdom. In a ringing speech citing Old Testament proofs that Jesus is the Son of God, Peter proclaimed that Jesus came to save sinners. He died to pay the price of our sins. And he rose from death so that we could have new life in him through the power of the Holy Spirit. Peter's listeners were cut to the heart and asked, "What shall we do?" Peter responded by offering the keys of the kingdom of heaven: repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. In addition to your house keys and car keys, do you have the keys of the kingdom? If not, ask Jesus to reveal himself to you and to forgive your sins. And as a forgiven sinner, thank Jesus and ask him to use you to share those keys with the people around you who don't know him. Pray with me. Help us, Lord Jesus, to share the keys of your kingdom with all who need you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.